That? Okay. First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
My dad was with the electric company, was with Gulf States Utilities, Beaumont, Texas, and he was sent out here. At that time, El Paso Electric was a subsidiary of Gulf States, and after he got here, then they severed and became an independent company, and we remained El Pasoans.
Mm-hmm.
So, just I was brought out here with as a child.
Where was your mom from?
Originally, Huntsville, Texas. And my dad was from a town called Navasota, Texas. They were about 40 miles apart down there in eastern central Texas.
And you'd said you came at what age?
Three. I have a very, very little recollection of it.
So you were born in what year?
Beaumont.
In what year?
Beaumont, Texas. 1933. I'm 65 now.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your education growing up? I know we were already just talking a little bit about your high school, but...
my mother was a school teacher, and we started on the west side in Kern Place. It was called Dudley School. It's been torn down. Finished up through 8 grades there. Then we moved to the other side of town, went to Austin High here. And then I went to right away to college to Rice in Houston. And then I went in the Army, and then I got out and came back here.
And you said, now where'd you go in the Army? You said you went to?
Originally to Fort Belvoir, Virginia. Then I was, I did a year in Fort Polk, Louisiana, which is up there in the woods, the Piney Woods, north of Baton Rouge. And then they closed it down, and we were transferred to Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. And that was my basic duty station. I had a couple of temporary duty stations, traveled while I was there, but that was it. Then I got out. It was a 2-year hitch.
And then you came back to El Paso?
Yes. Seemed that every time I was ready for the job market, there weren't any jobs.
Oh.
And I'd gone to school in Houston, and I was in the Army in San Antonio, and so I studied architecture, and I had written to architects in Houston and San Antonio and El Paso, and there wasn't any work in those big cities, but I got an offer out here. I had said when I left I'd never come back this godforsaken desert, but it's been pretty good. It's a good place to raise kids.
Yeah, I know, it was a good place to grow up. So what kinds of jobs have you had?
I'm an architect. I've been an architect. Aside from being a junior Army officer, I've been an architect all my life.
What kinds of things do you plan?
Types of buildings? Well,
do you build homes or?
I try to avoid that. I've done 2 or 3, but for friends mostly. And sometimes they cease being friends after.
Oh, that's too bad.
After that, I'm really exaggerating. That's not altogether true. No, this is not a real good architectural community. We do public school work, work for the city, a lot of work for the federal government, not only here at Fort Bliss, but in several places around the country. And I would say mostly commercial, industrial, some housing, apartment-type housing. That type of thing. No monuments. Never got a monument.
Oh. So, what kinds of houses do you find in El Paso? What kinds
houses?
What kind of houses get built?
Well, what's going on now is something that is very peculiar to me. The style of housing design now is